From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan officials say they have repulsed a major Taliban assault on the provincial capital of central Uruzgan province. They say a house-to-house search has been launched to clear Taran Kot of any remaining insurgents. The rebels have not yet commented. Local officials say Taliban insurgents fought their way into the city Thursday morning, triggering a battle with Afghan security forces. Earlier, a spokesman for the Taliban said its forces had captured large parts of the capital. State media say Turkish authorities Thursday issued warrants for six generals and several other military officials, as well as 16 businessmen in connection with the July failed coup attempt. Turkey claims they all had connections to the U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who the Turkish government says initiated the coup attempt. Turkey's Anadolu News Agency reports some of the businessmen arrested include two brothers who run pastry shops and a clothing maker. The government claims all of them are part of what was called the Gulenist terrorist organization. Gulen has denied any involvement in the failed coup attempt. A joint study by the World Bank and the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, published Thursday, says air pollution has emerged as the deadliest form of pollution. The report says air pollution caused 5.5 million premature deaths in 2013. Both major U.S. presidential candidates are critical of free trade agreements, but a new survey shows a majority of American voters support the Trans-Pacific Partnership and similar agreements. That information was published Thursday in a survey done by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs. This is VOA News. Speaking to reporters in New York, U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton Thursday called for the United States to make it a top priority to hunt down Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Clinton says that would send a message that nobody directs or inspires attacks against the United States and gets away with it. The former Secretary of State scorned her opponent, Republican Donald Trump, for his performance late Wednesday at a nationally televised forum at which the two candidates answered questions about defense and national security. Trump, in a comment on Twitter, said the reviews and polls from almost everyone about his presentation at the forum were great. Trump has made the destruction of the Islamic State group a key plank of his foreign policy. From Laos, U.S. President Barack Obama denounced Donald Trump as unfit to be American commander-in-chief. Mr. Obama was critical of recent comments made by Trump that Russia's President Vladimir Putin has been more of a leader than Mr. Obama. Uzbekistan's parliament on Thursday appointed the country's prime minister to be the new acting president, replacing Islam Karimov, who recently died. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, who served as Mr. Karimov's prime minister since 2003, was appointed in a joint session of the upper house and lower houses of parliament. He immediately becomes the favorite to win Uzbekistan's next presidential election, set to take place within the next 3 months. President Barack Obama says vulgar comments by Philippine leader Rodrigo Duterte will not have a negative impact on U.S. relations with the people of the Philippines. He says the leaders shook hands at an Association of Southeast Asian Nations dinner Wednesday in Laos. Mr. Obama said he would not take Mr. Duterte's comments personally. Police in France have detained another couple in connection with a car loaded with six full gas canisters that was found near the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris Sunday. Two other people with known links to radical Islamic groups had been arrested Tuesday in southern France. The abandoned car with no license plate was reported to police by a bar employee who had noticed a gas canister on the back seat when he walked past the vehicle on Sunday. Police detained the owner of the car, also known to authorities for ties to radical Islam, but they released him shortly. The car owner's daughter is still being sought by police for questioning. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.